Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Thursday the 2nd of April and this is Adrian Dale with the daily briefing for the village. Preparing these briefings is actually a huge challenge. It's more of a challenge than I could ever have imagined and it certainly dominates my day. I'm no stranger to public speaking, so that bit's easy. The challenge is being alert to everything that's going on in the day and all evening, both locally and nationally. I need to try and make sense of it all and find the right words to share and inform. And I don't always get it right. Of course, during my spare time, I do actually need to cut some grass as well, but that takes second place. So why do I do it? Well, the answer's simple. In this village, we need to be ready for whatever comes our way. We need a mechanism to reach everyone quickly when the real crunch comes. And we need a focal point now for anyone who unexpectedly needs help. That's why I do it. Now, some of you are members of the WhatsApp group, which frankly is struggling a little at the moment with etiquette and focus. This is not unexpected. All groups need to find their way. It's early days. Please be patient. This is a group of 100 disparate people thrown together in an emergency. It's not surprising that there'll be different views on what's needed. Different people have different needs. Some people need facts or instructions and nothing more. Others need facts, fun and companionship. There is actually room for all and we will find our way. I'm naturally a raving introvert. I actually don't do social media and indeed I don't do socialising at all, to be honest. So for me, the 100 or so messages that ping on my phone each day are really a big deal. Every time I hear one ping in my earpiece, I stop the mower to read it. It might just be a joke or a grumble. But every day there are a handful of these messages that are critical. I just never know which ones they will be, so I need to read them all as soon as they hit me. I do try to keep in touch with all of the households that have potential or confirmed infections. And thankfully, they're all doing well at the moment, but I never know what the next message will bring me. With Brenda Eldred, I look each day at our list of isolating households, and if I haven't heard from them for a couple of days, I'll check in to make sure things are okay. You see, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. No one in this village needs to face this challenge alone. If I have to live with the challenges of social media intrusion, it's a small price to pay to ensure that everyone is safe. So the supermarket saga continues to run. The different approaches from each company are simply staggering. You'd think they'd have got together. Waitrose yesterday was the clear winner. Tina Hackett let me know that there was only 5 minutes queuing to get in. There were good supplies and sensible precautions. But the message was clear. Don't bother with shopping bags at the checkout. Stack things in your trolley, get the hell out of there. Sort it out in the car park. That certainly gets my vote. Asda Rushden are also doing well, and screens at the checkouts should be installed today. They're working really hard on sanitising and social distancing. They also get my vote. However, Aldi at Earthlingborough is not giving out positive messages. It may be worth steering clear of there for a while. The stories yesterday were actually quite shocking. Now, after a slower start than expected, the Northamptonshire County Council emergency team are now gearing up for action. And a new scheme has been put in place to extend the support available to vulnerable households. Harriet Pentland has provided the details, and I'll make the links available to everyone. Of course, the big shock yesterday was the 563 deaths across the UK from COVID-19 on Tuesday. And by the time you hear this, the figure could be worse. When the history of this emergency is written, the record will show that 3 days ago, I was pleased with the downturn from 260 deaths in one day. I suggested that this might be a long-term improvement, a downward trend. How wrong could I have been? We can't let our guard down for a minute. The cities are certainly bearing the brunt of the epidemic, but let's do everything we can to protect ourselves. We need to be physically distant, but stay virtually close. We're a community thrown together in a way that none of us wants. Let's find a way to work closely together and stay in touch. Stay safe, folks, and keep me in the loop. Thank you.